This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In a fresh setback to Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD President Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members, a Delhi court today framed charges against the accused in the alleged Railways Land for Jobs corruption case being probed by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The Rouse Avenue Court passed the order holding that prima facie case of corruption, cheating and criminal conspiracy is made out against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, sons Tejaswi Yadav and Tej Pratap Yadav, daughters Meesa Bharti and Hema Yadav, and several other accused. The court, paving the way for the trial, framed charges against Lalu under sections of Prevention of Corruption Act 1988, along with other offences. Pronouncing the order, the special judge observed that Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members were operating as a criminal enterprise and part of a broader conspiracy, wherein public employment in the Indian Railways was allegedly exploited as a bargaining chip to obtain immovable properties. Delhi police has arrested one more accused in the Turkman Gate stone pelting case, occurred during a demolition drive in Old Delhi. A Delhi police official has said that the number of arrests has reached 12 so far in this case. Meanwhile, security arrangements were tightened in and around the locality in view of Friday prayers. A large number of police and paramilitary personnel were deployed in sensitive pockets to maintain law and order. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will confer the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 upon 100 railway officials and present 26 shields to best performing railway zones in New Delhi today. The prestigious awards are being given in recognition of exemplary service and outstanding contributions to Indian Railways. The Ministry of Railways said that 26 shields will be awarded to personnel who played a critical role in ensuring safe and seamless railway operations during large-scale events such as the Mahakumbh. French President Emmanuel Macron said that he would pay a visit to India next month, with New Delhi set to host the AI Impact Summit. He made the remarks while addressing the diplomatic corps yesterday, where he talked about the successes of French diplomacy in 2025. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the France AI Action Summit and is scheduled for February 19 to 20 in New Delhi. It will be the first ever global AI summit hosted in the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on the occasion of Pravasi Bharatiya Divas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Indian diaspora is a strong link between India and the world." He added that Indians living abroad have enriched societies wherever they went, while still staying connected to their roots. The Prime Minister said that Indian diaspora are Rashtradoots as they have popularized Indian culture globally. He also said that the government has taken numerous steps to bring the nation's diaspora even closer to India. Sri Lanka is bracing for severe weather as a deep depression in the Bay of Bengal is expected to intensify and move towards the island's eastern coast later today. The island's Department of Meteorology said that as of 4 a.m. today, the system was located about 200 kilometers southeast of Vatikola and is forecast to move northwestwards, making landfall between Pothuvil and Trincomalee by evening. Heavy rainfall exceeding 100 millimeters is likely in parts of the northern and north-central provinces. On to sports now. India's star shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the semi-finals of the 2026 Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today. Sindhu won the first game 21-11 when her Japanese opponent, world number 3 Akane Yamaguchi, retired after 12 minutes of play. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will next face either Indonesia 6-seeded Putri Kusuma Vardhani or 2nd-seeded Chinese Wang Ziyi. It will be her first semi-final appearance at a Super 1000 event in 5 years since the Indonesia Open in 2021. And benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.5% down during forenoon trade today. Sensex slipped 391 points to 83,790, while Nifty dipped 116 points to 25,761 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.